Shri Paramatmane Namah. Open chapter 6, verse 5. 5 and 6 we take. Uddharet atmana atmanam ne atmanam avsadayet atmevihi atmano bandhur atmeviripu atmanah. I read the translation of verse 5. One should lift oneself by one's own efforts and should not degrade oneself. For one's own self is one's friend and one's own self is one's enemy. Here is a very great thing said by the Lord. This great scripture does not make you a slave to any human being. It gives the fullest freedom. And it tells us the path for our evolution. Though ultimately one has to become a slave, what does it mean? That is a slavery to love. And a slavery to love is the best thing in the world. That's not slavery. You understand my point? Everybody wants to become a slave to love. God's love, slave. I mean slavery to human being or slavery to some dogma or some thing like that through which free will of the individual is suppressed. And one is asked to follow blindly. That's not here. Everything can be understood, should be understood intellectually. So the Lord says, one should lift oneself by one's own efforts and should not degrade oneself. Nobody is going to come from the heaven to lift you up. You have to lift yourself up by your own effort. Forget the idea a great guru now is born on the planet of earth and he will or she will rescue us all. False, foolish things they are. Nothing. You can rescue yourself, you can lift yourself, you can degrade yourself. Free. Go either way. The Lord says, one should lift oneself by one's own efforts and should not degrade oneself. For one's own self is one's friend and one's own self is one's enemy. You can become your friend yourself. You can become your enemy yourself. How does a man become a friend to himself or herself and how does somebody become an enemy to himself or herself is explained in the next verse. Sixth one. Bandhu atmanastasya yenatme vatmanajitahe anatmanastu shatrutve vartetatme vishatruvat. One's own self is the friend of the soul by whom the lower self, in brackets, consisting of the mind, senses and body, has been conquered. Even so the very self of him who has not conquered his lower self behaves antagonistically like an enemy. Now to understand something here. In our own existence, we have two selves. One the lower self, another the higher self. So far the lower self, consisting of the mind, senses and body, is ruling the life, one is one's own enemy. when the lower self is ruled by the higher self. What is the higher self? Finally, the divine element, soul, the spirit. Differences are there in this verse, but take it like that. Yourself. Self, different from your mind, your senses and your body. From practical point of view, for guidance, you can take your higher self as the faculty of discrimination. That's the point. For practical progress. What is discriminative faculty? Discriminative faculty or discrimination is that faculty in us which goes on telling us this is right, this is wrong, this is right, this is wrong, this is right, this is wrong. This is the higher self. This is not completely the higher self, but it is joined with the higher self. It will take you to the higher self. Just like sun is the real self, say, for example, and the ray coming from the sun is the discrimination. If you go on following the ray, you will reach sun. If you go on following your discrimination, that inner prompting, that inner indication that comes to you, this is right, this is wrong, this is right, this is wrong. If you go on following this discrimination, you will reach yourself, you will find God. Today I am giving you the direct clue. Don't say, he was talking, he did not give us the practical thing. It is here, like this. If somebody goes on following the inner prompting, the inner indication, which tells us this is right and go towards right and give up wrong, one will realize God. No doubt about it. This is the path. Because this faculty of discrimination is coming from God. This faculty of discrimination appears as a product of intellect. It is not a product of intellect. It flows through the intellect. But it is not from the intellect. It is from God. It is from yourself, spirit. God, self, spirit, the same. Self is the bounded self, spirit, the limited, individualized. So, this faculty of discrimination, which is telling you in every situation, this is right, this is wrong, it is not a product of your mind or intellect. It is coming from the divine. And if somebody goes on following it, one will find the divine. Therefore the Lord says, one's own self is the friend of the soul by whom the lower self has been conquered. How the lower self consisting of mind, senses and body will be conquered? By following the faculty of discrimination. The inner urge because of the old habit arises, let me have some wine now, some drink. It's evening and cloudy and quite cold, there's no harm. Okay, let me have it. Why, when something says from inside, drink is bad. Many times, there was the experience, bad experience. I should not take it. But the lower self, the past memories say, little can be taken. Some people say, in a small quantity, perhaps it helps the health also. And after all, I am tired after a long day. The faculty of discrimination again says, bad thing even little is bad. Why should you take it? But then the old habits, little. And you take little. And then what happens, you know. After that, every day you know, whenever it happens. Then what has happened? You have degraded yourself. You became an enemy to yourself. Because the lower self conquered the higher self, discrimination. And if somehow you manage to defeat the lower self, the desire inside, by following that discrimination, then even if one day you are able to conquer the desire, you will feel a different thing inside, upliftment. Next day perhaps even better, like that. This is the characteristic of human mind, that in the beginning, when it tries to do something which was not a habit, it becomes difficult. Old habits persist. One is forced to go towards the same thing, doing, repeating again and again, again and again. But this very habit, which appears as bad, becomes good when a good habit is formed. Because the mind has the characteristics to flow, it will start flowing towards that. So in the beginning, there is definitely a tough battle. It is a battle in the beginning. Quite difficult it is in the beginning. But once you conquer a little, you will be able to conquer a large area. And then one day you can be your own monarch, your friend, totally free, roaming on the planet of Earth as the whole world belongs to you. You are the monarch of the whole world because you have conquered your lower self. Even the billionaires and the prime ministers and the presidents will not be anything compared to your own self then. That is, strength comes inside. The strength is already existing in you, even now. It is simply clouded by the lower self, the desires, the old habits.